Riley's back!
It's a miracle, all thanks to a brand new treatment that's only available here in the U.S.
But Nancy Pelosi's drug plan would dry up life-saving innovation. Pelosi's plan means sweeping price controls and importing socialist policies from countries where drug access lags the U.S. by years. Innovation will be penalized with a new 65 to 95% tax on drug sales. In Medicare, the bill hits manufacturers with a massive new charge. America's free market in medicines is the innovation engine for the world and key to our economy. Socialist price controls and giant tax hikes will grind it to a halt. Tell your congressman to fight the Pelosi approach. No tax increases, no price controls, no creeping socialism. Let's support market-based reforms and competition.
Goal! Oh yeah, that's the way to compete.
Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Visit ATR.
This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime, Pine Bluff with a 21-14 lead over the Bombers. We'll check stats a little bit later for you. Boy, some great games around the state tonight. We'll update scores there in a little bit as well. First, though, we are joined at halftime by Bombers head basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And, Josh, here we are, week five of the high school football season, rather. And we're getting very close to basketball season, too.
Yeah, you know, but outside, it's finally feeling, you know, like October. It's felt like it's still been in August. But, yeah, basketball is this is the last month that we're not going to be having any basketball. We got Bomber Tip-Off starting off next month, November 9th. And that's where we have our alumni game, kind of our blue gold, and you know, kind of get everybody fired up. And then a couple days later, the 12th, we've got our benefit game versus Highland. Our ninth grade boys and our JV boys, and then our varsity will be hosting the Highland Rebels. And then the following week, we've got our first regular season game against the Fayetteville Bulldogs. They're coming into town, and of course, you know, they'll be one of the top teams in 7A, and we'll get to find out what we're made of really early. So,
who made up this schedule?
Well, you know, it's great. You know, I hear that all the time. You know, last year, you know, we lost. We was looking for a game, and I saw where Fayetteville was needing a game, and I said, you know, of course, you know, we want to play girls and boys, so I said something to Coach Dell Leonard, and their girls are always really talented, oh, yeah. and he said, absolutely. So, yeah, we made it happen, and, you know, it'll be a good test for us. You know, them coming here, you know, they're going to have a big Relaford kid. He's like 6'8", just a big old monster. And we've got a big kid too. And you know, he'll be tested really early. But no, it's great. It's, you know, you like to play somebody really good off the bat. So you can see kind of where you're at, sure. You know, good measuring stick. And we'll get to find out early where we're at.
How's the off season gone?
Fantastic, Brad. You know, we've got a great group of kids. Our leadership has been fantastic. You know, we had a great group of seniors that graduated last year, and they instilled a lot of really good things in our program. And you know, some of those leaders that we had last year really kind of handed off the baton to some of those underclassmen, and they're in there. They're working extremely hard, which, you know, that's pretty much that's who we are. We're always going to play hard and act right. But, you know, these guys in practice has been really good. They've been fantastic, and you know, there's a few things that I'm worried about. I think offensively, we have a chance to be better this year. Offensively, we have some concerns on defense. You know, like I said earlier, we lost a lot of returning players, and that's always a concern. But you know, I'm really excited about this bunch. We're just trying to find some guys. We had a great summer. You know, everywhere we played extremely better than what I thought we were going to be, kind of where we're at. But, you know, we've got some really important guys over here in football, Dawson Tabor, Adam Sorrell, and Dylan Pausch. And them coming over and kind of getting acclimated and getting ready for us will be really big for us. So how quickly they can adjust and adapt will be key to our early season success.
Where all did you play during the summer?
Well, we kind of go all over the place. We play in a few local things. We go up to Branson and play in a Tri-Lake shootout. We did something with Berryville. You know, they have a little, you know, played, you know, teams around that area, Harrison and Huntsville. And then we went to Fayetteville, played a lot of West schools over there, some 7A schools, and you know, 4 or 5A schools over there, and then we'll go to Little Rock there in July. And, you know, that's always a really good, tournament. Camp down there, played Bryant and Benton, and really a lot of really talented teams. So had a really good summer, you know, but that doesn't necessarily translate, but just getting to see some guys play that haven't got to play those meaningful minutes and getting an idea. Nobody's ever at full strength during the summertime, and we weren't, and neither some of the teams where we were playing, but it's really good to see some guys kind of step up, and got a lot of high hopes for these guys.
So what's going on at this point of the year right now? Where are you as far as practice schedule?
Well, you know, this point, we're still kind of, you know, we touch a little team stuff. We're not getting too in-depth with what our stuff. A lot of just we're running kind of our main offenses, but we're not installing a lot of our hits. We're not installing any of our baseline, sideline stuff, our press offense. So there's a lot of stuff that we still have to install, but we're competing every day. We're in the weight room. We actually are on a different phase of our program. We were 4 days a week. We're in the weight room 3 days a week. We're outside conditioning, flipping tires, running across country, running our 88s. You know, it's kind of a lot of – it's part a lot of it's individualized training that we're doing right now, but we're really kind of building those bodies up and getting these guys in shape. And you know, we're not nowhere where we're going to be shooting the ball wise and what we're going to be doing team wise, but everything's going nicely. Everything's going along really well. And in fact, you know, yesterday I want to say this: got some great kids in there, and we got some really great coaches in our program. And one of our coaches, Brad Morris, he's my high school assistant. We had great news on him yesterday. Yeah. You know, Brad's been battling throat cancer, and he got great news yesterday that he's cancer free. So that was a huge win. That's been the best thing this off season. And he's, you know, we've been without Brad most of the summer and last spring, and you know, he's kind of been battling back this fall and stuff. But you know, he's coming back strong, and he's a big part of what we do. You know, he's big on the defensive side of the ball for us, and to have him at full strength was just a huge lift for
us.
So
definitely.
But no, it was a great day yesterday, and it was a special moment, you know, that he shared with our young men.
Yes.
You
know, so, real quick, we're talking with Josh Fulcher, by the way, Bombers head basketball coach. Talk about the tournament you got this year.
Okay, well, you know, this year's going to be a little bit different. Yes. We're playing the day after Christmas, so we're bringing everybody up a little bit later. We're going to actually be playing in two gyms, but we have the same, you know, the same usual suspects, I guess, coming back. Now, we've added two new teams. Our local team this year is going to be Flippin.
Okay.
So we have Flippin coming in, and then we have Junction City. You know, last year we had the Mountain Home Christian School here, mm-hmm. and they brought a really good offensive bunch. Flippin is going to bring, you know, they're going to be pretty solid this year for their classification. Junction City, they've taken the place of Brinkley, and then you've got your usuals. You know, we have Hamburg here every year, Farmington, Paragould, of course us, and there's a couple of more here that right off the bat I'm missing, but Cave City. And there's somebody else out there, but I'm sure I'll remember when we get off there. Thanks for putting me on the spot.
You betcha. You betcha. You're going to a different tournament this year as well, right?
We are. Yes. You know, Van Buren, we've been going to a Citizens Bank there in Van Buren. And, you know, we decided last year we were kind of seeing some of the same teams over there that we were seeing in Cabot. And so we thought about getting in something else. Branson contacted us. They're having a border war. And it's going to be two Missouri teams, and it's going to be us and Lake Hamilton, and we're all going to go up there and play each other, and we're going to be able to go with our girls. So that's really important. It's a local tournament. It's going to be really good competition for us, and for us to go see that. And it kind of worked out, you know, Van Buren, Coach Tremblay over there, he ended up leaving, and turns out they're not having that tournament anymore. So it was lucky, you know, luckily we got out of that thing. And we found, yeah, we're lucky to be able to go play in that shootout and, you know, play a couple of Missouri teams. But, you know, Lake Hamilton, they're in our classification. They're going to be one of the top dogs there in the South. So we'll get to battle them early, too, and that'll be really good for us.
That'll be good. Josh, appreciate your time.
Brad, I appreciate you and appreciate all you do. And, And, man, this is looking to be a great second half here. Yeah, so if you're out there, still come on in, and we still got room in these stands for you. So hopefully we can cheer on these Bombers finishing out this thing and beating the Pine Bluff Zebras. That'd be great.
Yes, it would. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Brad.
Josh Felcher, head coach of the Bombers. We'll take a break, and Matt's going to check scores for us around the state. Some great games tonight. And we continue with Bomber football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Arkansas is entering its fourth deer season since the detection of chronic wasting disease. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is providing a new option for free CWD testing all season at CWD testing drop-off containers statewide. Chronic wasting disease testing drop-off container locations have been expanded to at least one per county across the state. To find a free and easy testing location near you, visit ArkansasCWD.com.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And we welcome you back in from the studio. At halftime, it is Mountain Home trailing Pine Bluff by a score of 21-14. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Right now, let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, so Searcy, who is ranked ninth in the state overall, second in Class 6A, they are leading West Memphis 14-7 in the second quarter. Have not seen a score update on the game between Jonesboro and Jacksonville. The Hurricane currently ranked fourth in Class 6A. And right now, Marion and Sylvan Hills knotted up at 10 apiece in the second quarter. By the way, this quick reminder, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Let's go to the local level. Right now, Yellville Summit having a tough time down in Searcy as they are losing to Harding Academy 49-6 in the second quarter. The Wildcats came into this game ranked fifth in Class 3A. Salem at home against Rector tonight. Have not seen a score update on that one. Melbourne, I believe, is trailing Clinton at halftime. Yellow Jackets are up 21-7. Marshall at home against Cedar Ridge. Have not seen a score update on that game. Have also not seen a score update on the game between Mountain View and Rosebud. Right now, Harrison, who is tied for sixth in the state overall, the top-ranked team in Class 5A, they are up on Clarksville 21-3 in the second quarter. Also this evening, West Plains, they came into their game ranked fifth in Class 4 up in Missouri. And right now, the Zizzers are up in the second quarter on Springfield Parkview 35-0. Hollister is trailing Reed Spring 27-0 in the second quarter. Haven't seen a score update on the game between Forsyth and Pembroke Hill. Branson is taking on the fourth-ranked team in Class 5, Carthage. And right now, you talk about a defensive battle at halftime. That game is scoreless. Who would have thunk? And Ava, who is ranked sixth in Class 2, is all over Houston right now, 32-0 in the second quarter. In the Arkansas sports media top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, number one, Bryant is up on Little Rock Catholic, 42-7 in the second quarter. Second-ranked Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, is tied with El Dorado at 21-all in the second quarter. Number three, Bentonville is up on Van Buren, 31-7. That game in the second period as well. Haven't seen an update on the game between 4th-ranked North Little Rock and number 5 Conway. Probably the biggest game of the state right now, it is Pulaski Academy, who's tied with Harrison for that number 6 ranking, and ranked 2nd in Class 5A. I believe they are up on Little Rock Christian right now, 26-20 in the second quarter. Little Rock Christian came to this game ranked 8th in the state overall, 3rd in Class 5A. And number 10, Lake Hamilton, who is also ranked number 3 in Class 6A. At home against Lake Hamilton, have not seen a score update on that game as of yet. One game I haven't yet gotten to in the Class 6A top 5, it is number 5, Benton, at Siloam Springs this evening. And right now it is actually a battle between Panthers. And it has been leading 20-13 in the second quarter. And the top five, the Class 5A top five games I haven't yet gotten to, number 4, Morrilton, is at home against Greenbrier this evening, and I have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Also this evening, number 5, Wynn playing at Greene County Tech, and right now it is the Yellow Jackets up on the Golden Eagles 21-7 in the second quarter. In the Class 4A Top 5, number 1, Nashville is at home against Fountain Lake, and it is all scrappers. They're up 42-0 at the break. Another big game as the two teams tied for second in Class 4A, Arkadelphia and Joe T. Robinson, and right now it is, I believe, Robinson with the lead, 21-14 at halftime. The Senators are up on the Badgers. Number 4, Shiloh Christian, having their way with Green Forest this evening. Score of that game is 44-0 in the second quarter. And number 5, Dardanelle, playing at Waldron. It is the Sand Lizards up 27-8 in the second period. In the Class 3A Top 5 games that I haven't yet got to, number 1, Ryzen is at home against McGee this evening. And let's see, that don't believe we've seen a score update on that one as of yet. No, we have not. Number 2, Camden Harmony Grove at Genoa Central this evening. Haven't seen a score update on that one yet either. And number 3, Osceola playing at Walnut Ridge. Right now it is the Seminoles up, but just barely, leading the Bobcats 7-6 at halftime. In the Class 2A Top 5, number 2, Junction City is all over Hampton right now, 51-0 at halftime. Number 3, Fordyce is leading strong, 36-0. That was the score we had from the first quarter. Number 4, Foreman is at home against Dirks tonight, and it is Foreman leading, but just barely, 14-12 in the second period. And number 5, Gurdon, is at home against Mineral Springs, and right now the Go Devils are all over Mineral Springs, 35-0 in the second quarter. Top-ranked Hazen is idle this week. That's going to do it for the latest in the state and a local level. And we will get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Pine Bluff leading Mountain Home 21-14. You're listening to the Ackerman Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It takes hard work to be a Razorback. It takes grit, toughness, and desire. You can't just walk in here and think that you can play for the Hogs. It's not that easy.
Huh. I'm being told it is that easy. And you can just walk in and play.
The new Razorback ticket from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery makes playing for the Hogs easier and more fun than ever. With prizes up to 100 grand, it's time you get your ticket and get in the game. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime, 21-14. Pine Bluff with the lead over Mountain Home. Sonny, you got those halftime stats?
I certainly do, and they're brought to us by...
Neil!
No, our sponsor for the halftime.
No, we are final stats.
Final stats.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we don't have the halftime stats.
Okay, sorry there. Total offense, Pine Bluff, 227 yards, Mountain Home, 141. Okay. Hirschberger's leading the way on the ground with 11 carries for 71 yards. Bashir's tonight, 4 for 49, gross 6 carries for 15. Foots is fueling the action for Pine Bluff. He's 4 of 6 passing for 62 yards, 3 carries for 71 yards. Of course, had the big run for the touchdown. All I think 51 yards on that. Yeah. Taylor, 10 carries for 57 yards. You know, they're using him in a limited role. Don't know why.
Yeah.
I'd use him a little bit more if I could. But, you know, the game is a little bit different. We had a shorter field to work with. They've had a couple of longer drives. They've had one more drive than us that really moved the ball. So, I mean, that discrepancy in yards is really not that bad right now. And I wouldn't care if someone outgained me as long as I had more points than they did.
Exactly. All right, we'll take a break. Get the second half started. It's 21-14 Pine Bluff. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!